ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the Gao Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, everybody, on an FEF Friday? F is for festive, because we are festive at Nick's Place, enjoying the listener Christmas party. It is fantastic to have you all here. As you heard last segment, John Granato is in the house where he's holding court. Nick, I believe in one of your ads on one of your commercials, you said the seat that John used to have, is that sanitary? Isolated Granato seat from when he used to come in here and hold court and probably crapped his pants a few times.
Wow.
Along the way, but he is here.
Wow.
Everyone's here. Blitz will be here from 4 to 7. All the great listeners are here enjoying some fantastic food at Nick's Place, as well as all the festivities. Crystal Collins doesn't need to stand up. We know you're here. The next 2 hours or anything like the first hour, we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, that first hour flew by. A lot of I didn't think that I would have – I'm getting hoarse. Doing radio with a microphone. I feel like I have to scream the whole time because it's so loud.
It does get a little raucous.
Yeah.
A little rowdy.
I love it. This is great.
Yep, fantastic.
It's awesome to get out of the studio and hang out and see all the friendly faces that you hear from on Twitter and text and whatnot. This is a good time.
Lots of great people, some with idiotic suggestions like lawn talk. That was the most ridiculous suggestion ever. That was just dumb.
My guys, you can hear them.
That
cheering.
Was D-U-M dumb. Just absolutely dumb.
They even started a lawn talk chant. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Speaking of that, got a text on the text line.
Oh, boy.
Somebody said, I've been mowing my lawn 3 times a week. I'm considering going to 2x a week. When should I dethatch? You want to take this one, Joel, or should I?
Yeah, get yourself a garden hoe and then detach when you're done.
No.
And don't worry about how many times a week you do it. Just get what you can.
No, if you have St. Augustine, you don't have to dethatch St. Augustine. You don't ever have to dethatch that. Don't ever let someone tell you you have to do it or pay for it. You never have to dethatch St. Augustine, so don't worry about it. Yeah, thank you guys so much. Did you learn something, fellas? Was that useful? Thank you. See, Joel, man of the people. Why can't you be like that? You should be more like me, Joel.
Oh, my God. Then I'd be suicidal. I'm not doing that.
You would kill yourself if you were like me?
I would
me?
Consider it, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I live a pretty charmed life.
Okay.
No one threw up in my bed this morning.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Somebody texted and said, I was going to come out today, but my boss said I can't because we only have two. We had two employees that were no-shows. Could I get Joel to hammer them? So...
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is Nick made it here, so you should
right?
make it here, too. And if the boss was mean to you, get a new boss, because that's just not right. I mean, I'm afraid to do it right now because I might have people jumping all over the place.
Yeah, water and everything else.
If I do the hammer. But, yeah, maybe at some point we'll work the hammer in. But, yeah, that's awful. You should be here.
Right. Shout out to Chris Householder. He said, I can't make it, guys, but I wish I was there. Merry Christmas to everybody. We appreciate you, Chris Householder.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Did I hear right, though, that this was the last bench of the year? Are they off?
Yeah, no, Lance had a plane to catch this morning,
okay.
And he's out all next week. If you looked at the, which
wow.
you never do, if you looked at the schedule for next week.
What's the schedule? Do we have a schedule?
Right, yeah, it comes out weekly, and you just never
that.
Look at it. The only people working next week are Yumi and Fred, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think everybody else is on
dedicated,
vacation.
Dedicated, you
yeah.
know, I, that's what, that, you know, that's my reputation is I never take time off. I'm always here.
Yeah.
I'm always
Where
ready
is
to
Nick
work.
Sciarra? Because
I'm
we
always,
need
no, we don't need
Nick,
him.
Have you heard this?
I don't need him.
He never takes time
no,
off. That's his reputation.
He
never takes time off. Barry.
So we don't need.
I'm surprised we're not having Barry via remote on this remote.
Oh, you know what? I'm surprised you didn't bring up the fact that I missed this last year.
Actually, you did. Nick was actually here for this one too last year, and Nick was on the air.
I can't believe I have to give
me.
You your arguments for me. But somebody said that since Granato and Lance stole our bit with Trey,
yeah.
that we should steal male golfer, female golfer food.
No, not gonna
no,
happen.
No.
No, not that one.
No.
No,
not that one.
No, and Chan would have an issue with that as much as he has an issue with everything else on our air.
Two racist comments in one show. Look
How
at
was
you.
That racist? I know Chan is the one that likes to step up real quick to the plate and be critical of what we do.
On behalf of all of the usual suspects, I apologize for my partner.
And Clarence, that's a great hat, brother. I'm just telling you right now. I love the hat.
I don't know what to think of you right now. I'm just...
Well, it hasn't changed from what you thought of me before right now. So it's fine. True. It doesn't matter.
That's true. That's true.
So with that being said, we got football to talk about at some point as well. Because
are we really going to try to break down Texas
I don't want to break it down. But I noticed that no one really challenged Holly to talk about her Eagles. And wearing what she was wearing, no one should.
What does that mean?
Because she was definitely the best dressed in the building. And she still would have kicked someone's ass if they challenged her.
She will
her
fight
Eagle.
You in a skirt.
If you challenged Fly she Eagles will, Fly with Holly, she'd have kicked your ass.
She will fight you in a skirt.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
Without question.
Do you agree with Charlie? Because I heard on his show he's got the Eagles winning.
I'm worried about this game.
You
know what? And literally, we did a video for Sports Map yesterday about it. And in talking about it, I took it a step further than Charlie. I thought this might be the biggest game in franchise history. It's definitely the biggest regular season game, in my opinion, in franchise history, because if you can solidify the second seed, which I think you do with a win against the Eagles, if you can solidify the second seed and make sure the Patriots have to come here, and the fact that this could set them up for bigger things in the playoffs. But otherwise, it really worries me, because if they don't take care of business, they lose this game, they don't wrap up the two, it's going to be same song and dance we've seen in the past. Get in, win a playoff game possibly, and then it's all going to go.
Did you also do a video about them winning out?
I said it's possible.
You said, yeah. That's the one that Todd retweeted where he's like, Joel nailed it, they're going to win out.
Right before he retweeted that he's getting us T-shirts next week.
Yeah. So you can't be, you got to pick a side.
I'm worried about the game. I said I'm worried about the game. So okay. I'm worried about the game. That's what I'm telling you. Who you got winning? You and I both said this was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a tough game. I feel like when you look at last week when we talked about the Jets, right, we talked about the Texans were better in every single category except one, and they actually flipped the script on us. We talked about the fact that the Jets were pretty stout against the run, that the Texans were, you know, they love to run the ball. Who's going to win that? The Texans came out and threw the ball a lot. They barely ran the ball. So I worry about that a little bit, because statistically across the board, the Texans are better at everything than the Eagles are. So it's the same scenario as last week, but not the gap isn't as big as it was with the Jets, right? Like everything's a little bit closer. In fact, I me and my charts, right?
Yes, I saw you bring out your spreadsheet.
Yeah. Turnover margin, sacks, time of possession, points, rushing yards, points on defense, rushing yards given up, passing yards given up. Texans lead in all those categories. The only category that the Eagles are better in is passing yards allowed. Passing yards gained on offense. So the Eagles are a better passing team. But that's with Carson Wentz. So it remains to be seen what they will be like with Nick Foles. You know what they're going to be, what they were last year. I think the biggest concern for me is the fact that this is a road game, the fact that this team is looking ahead to the playoffs already. They know that they're in. They feel like they're in. But you've got a team in Philly that's a little desperate for a win right now. They need to keep winning.
Yeah, because if the Cowboys continue to choke everything off, the Cowboys could make it real interesting for the Eagles. I say that because Crystal and Dustin and those people over there. But look, after what the Cowboys didn't do in Indianapolis, if they continue to pee down their leg and the Eagles win this game, then it gets really, really interesting. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, from a Philadelphia perspective, even Holly was saying, she's wondering which Foles is going to show up. Because if the Foles that showed up that played against the Rams and played his tail off and took a double-digit underdog team and won by double digits, then the Texans got their hands full. And it's going to be kind of like balancing both sides. You know, who's going to win the matchup between Deshaun Watson and Foles? Defensive line on both sides of the ball, still stout. We know that the secondary is suspect for the Eagles. We know that it's been up and down for the Texans. That defensive line, who's going to create more havoc? You know, turnovers are going to be key.
The right side of that Philly offensive line is stout, very stout. I think what you might see is actually, you obviously have to double J.J. Watt, but the right side of that Eagles line is legit offensively. Now, what you might see is I would expect either a big game from Jadeveon Clowney, maybe Whitney Mercilus, or even Bernardrick McKinney. One of those three guys is probably going to have to step up. I wouldn't expect a big game from J.J. Watt because of the fact that right side is so well.
Yeah.
If you got Brandon Brooks involved in the double team, and he's really good. If you got Johnson.
Wait, Brandon Brooks, really
Lane Johnson,
good. Was he a Texan?
Yeah, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, if they're double teaming, good luck. Good luck, because both of those guys are really good. So, and they've got a hell of a center in Kelce. So I look for this. If something's going to happen from this Texans defense, it's going to have to happen from somebody other than J.J. Watt. And that's kind of been the thing all year. Somebody else has to step up besides
him. If you listen to the beat writer from Eagles.com, Charlie had on, that McKinley guy, he's got a chance to do something.
Did he call him McKinley?
Bernardrick McKinley.
Yeah, so I looked for – I mean, when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, you know what? Jadeveon Clowney might even have his hands full a little bit. But somewhere up the middle, that's why I say Merciless or Bernardrick McKinney, one of those guys is going to have to do something, because if they're weak anywhere on that line, it's at left guard.
Deshaun's got to have the time
with
to throw the
– or whatever the hell his name is.
Deshaun has to have time to throw the ball, too, because then you can get it to the secondary. And I think that Demaryius Thomas has to have a big game, because just like everybody else, they're going to double D-hop, and you're going to have to find a way. And the tight ends. I think the tight ends, which they worked very well into the game plan in the last week or so, I think the tight ends could play a role. And I know it sounds cliche, but turnovers are going to be so key, because I think these teams are kind of evenly matched across the board as we were going back position by position.
Well, I know Douglas, I think he's left cornerback, but he had a big game against the Rams. In fact, he led that defense in that big win over the Rams. So you think you're supposed to go out and throw against them, and we know that they miss Ronald Darby. We know they miss Jalen Mills, but this secondary is supposed to be bad, but look what they did against the Rams. Don't discount what they did against a really good Rams offense.
No, definitely.
Like I said, Rasul Douglas stepped up in a big way. This Texans offense has to go back to being able to run the ball. They were not able to do it last week. They definitely have to run the ball, and you can use that to kind of exploit that secondary. But right now, this Texans offense has to get the running game back on track.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's got to be number one.
All right, so lots of stuff to keep an eye on as we get ready for Texans and Eagles on Sunday, and lots of stuff from you guys as well. Hopefully you're on your way to Nick's place. You're going to stop in and see us and have fun at the listener holiday Christmas party. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we go along, walking in
a window in the land. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gow Christmas party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects at Nick's place. And boy, I'm telling you what, if you're not following on Twitter, there should be a live feed of Ivan over here trying to eat the hot wings. Kobo Q, I'm telling you what, I understand that the brisket and all the other stuff is good food, but I don't know about the experience with the hot food, because the facial expressions and the padding of the eyes and the doubled over. Tyler said you're going to need to wipe with ice cream tonight, so you're hurting over here, brother.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's self-induced, Ivan. It's self-induced.
So I wasn't going to read this. I think I'm going to read this because
okay.
It's pretty funny.
All right.
So somebody texted in and said, Joel, Barry, and Nick is gas grass. Pretty much nails it. That's pretty.
Where's Nick?
That's just pretty spot on. For the show. I don't know who texted that, but good on you. A couple of other texts from the text line. This one is really cool.
Yeah.
From a former intern.
Okay.
It says, this semester in college, I got a 4.0 GPA.
Sweet.
I listened to y'all's podcast right before every big exam. Thank you for amazing content every day. Y'all kept me laughing. That's from Jamel Matthews.
Outstanding.
So, Jamel, we appreciate you.
Yes,
and congratulations on the 4.0.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Tell Holly, which I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah.
Tell Holly that Fly Eagles Fly is one of the worst chants ever. I would agree with that. Fly Eagles Fly is pretty stupid.
And the Texans is got what chant? Do they have one?
No, because you know what?
They got that dumb Clay Walker song.
Well, yeah, no, I would agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, that song right there needs to be retired. That it should have its AARP card.
Oh, I didn't finish the text.
Oh.
It's right up there with Go Pack Go.
You had to do that, didn't you?
I didn't. I saw it.
Set me up for that one, didn't
you? No, I didn't. I totally didn't mean to do that. But I will say, Go Pack Go is a lot better than Fly Eagles Fly.
I mean, we even set it up.
The same level, but Go Pack Go at least has some history to it.
We set it up, yeah, and we have the bad kind of like polka, like, and they never start. But, look, go ahead and tell someone from Philly you don't like Fly Eagles Fly and be ready for the rebuttal because
I don't care.
They're coming at you.
Yeah, well, they booed a baby.
They had a courtroom in the
back. Of course they booed a baby. Of course they're going to get mad at me if I said Fly Eagles Fly sucks.
They threw snowballs at Santa.
Yeah.
They had a judge and a courtroom in their stadium when it was the vet before the new stadium.
I'll never, ever forget seeing that on the news when this couple in Vikings attire is pushing a baby in a stroller into the stadium in Philly. And the Philly fans are lined up like, boo, screw you, baby. They're booing a baby's face.
Or when they were playing.
That's the kind of fan Philly fan is. They deserve to lose.
And they were like the lady, what was she like? She had, like, this 80, 90-year-old lady walking in the stadium, and the tailgaters were throwing full cans of beer at her.
They're getting violent over there.
Yeah, those are Cowboy fans.
Oh, man, they're getting wild over there. Why is it? I think everybody's drunk by now. I feel like everyone is. My man just threw up the, yes! Why are you throwing the bird up, sir? No one. No, it's getting violent here.
Yeah.
I would advise if you come now to Knicks, you stay on the other side where it's less rowdy. It is getting very rowdy over here. I'm concerned for my safety.
I see the segregation by the teams, too, because you got the Spurs over there with Hefe.
Okay, by himself. El Hefe by himself,
yep.
In Spurs territory.
In Spurs territory.
So that's kind of like Katie over there.
You got the one-man band over here, Katie, with the Holiday Beat, Clarence and the Saints.
You got Saints fan.
And that's what
Clarence. And then Clarence has picked up a chair. He's ready to go. He will fight anyone.
Where's Steelers fan Juan? Is
Clarence,
he on the road?
Clarence, no one is scared of you with that hat on. I'm sorry, bro. No one is frightened of a man with a hat. Look, now there's an alarm.
Cowboys contingency right in the middle.
Yeah,
we know
Cowboys
are here.
El Jefe has now formed an alliance with Clarence. It's like Survivor Knicks. This is great. I like this.
Titan Hugo had to go fill stockings with Cole, so he'll probably be back. But he was here in his Titans gear. So, yeah, it's all segregated by a team.
Are there any Texans fans here?
Did you know, sir, that you were related to
there
Trey?
There we go. Texans
are you related
fans.
To Trey?
Thank you.
Where did Trey go? No, you need the hat.
That's good.
He's
okay.
Got the same hair as Trey.
No one knows what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm telling people, Barry. Wait a minute. Did you hear Granato describe his show today?
Yes.
No one knew what the hell was going on the entire time.
Touche.
Jeez. They're getting rowdy in here.
It is getting rowdy.
Definitely in here.
Yes.
Did you have any idea that there's a bowl game? The Bahamas Bowl is going on right now?
Yeah, I did.
Could have been called the Who Cares Bowl?
Good old Toledo and Florida Intel.
Who cares about Florida International and Toledo?
That.
Minnie, thanks for coming to the festivities. Appreciate it. The Mouse family is here. You saw that? Right here in front with the ears on. Mouse ears.
Radio is not a visual medium.
Thanks, Barry. Just like you said, you ruined my bit.
You have to describe it.
I was starting to when you started to chime in.
Well, my bad. I need another shot of whiskey.
Yeah, someone get Barry a shot, please. That would be helpful. Crystal Collins is going to make sure she takes care of that for you. Do you want to request it?
Not two, not three. Don't get me drunk. Ivan's trying to get me drunk and take advantage of me. No, sir. No, I don't. Not a cello shot.
Yeah, you got to.
No.
You got to tongue that one out of the container, sir.
No, I'm not putting my mouth on that container. I'm sorry. That's never going to happen.
Tyler. Tyler wants the jello shot.
Oh, you want the jello shot, Tyler? You can have the jello shot. You've only had 58 of them.
Yeah, he keeps eating them.
I would like to talk to you about the jello shot. I'm fancy.
Jeez.
Pick me up too, girl.
Good Lord. Jermaine is here. By the way, shout out to Jerry Bo. Jerry Bo is here somewhere. Jerry Bo, who keeps killing it, picking games. Follow Jerry Bo on Sports Map. He is fantastic. Are you partaking in some conversation?
Well, people are talking to me. Yeah, so I'm
that's great. That makes great radio.
I'm trying to listen. It's very difficult. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes great radio. Thanks for participating.
Did you really use the word segregation?
Who said that?
Somebody said Joel just dropped the word segregation.
I don't remember what I said 30 seconds
you
ago.
What does
it matter?
He did? So you've made a Kwanzaa joke,
which Clarence was okay.
A joke, a male golfer, female golfer,
no,
food,
no, no,
Asian
no, no, no,
Chan
no, no, no,
joke,
no, no, no.
And now a segregation. And I'm the one that's been drinking.
No, I didn't say you were drinking. You're just too, you're just being you.
I love it. That's too funny, man. At some point, we got to do this push-up contest.
Yeah, we have.
Who's going to get in on the push-up contest? Clarence?
Clarence. Hey, Clarence, you do really. No? Clarence is out. He ain't doing it.
Clarence is definitely not doing a push-up.
Your man back there definitely is already not flexing again. That he,
yeah,
he
that's
already
the returning champion last year. We've got our return.
Sir, we have not. We have not called to start the contest yet,
yeah,
so you're good. You don't have to come up here yet.
It's
no, you're
not
good.
Starting
you're good,
yet. Yeah. He just wants to come up and flex.
Yeah, I know. The gun show.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. Cheers to you, Crystal Collins.
Crystal
Collins. Oh, my God. Don't spill it on my
Crystal,
laptop.
Way to be spilling it all over. Barry's doing shots on the air. It's the way it should be. So you guys should stop on by and see us at Nick's Place. Fantastic food. Great beverages. And, of course, a
good
festive
crown
atmosphere. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. Everybody partaking in the festivities. Because let's be honest, Christmas, you're going to be kind of bogged down with relatives and things. Here, you can just let it loose, have some fun, and set yourself up for the weekend.
I can tell you that the crown here is really good. It's,
yeah?
You should try it. It's delicious.
Okay. Well, the face is from the wind.
Hey, bro, where'd you go with the wings? What happened? Did you have to boo-boo for a minute? You disappeared on us. Were you throwing up? Are you okay?
Or is it here and there because it threw up everywhere?
I asked him where he was. He goes, that's neither here nor there. That wasn't what I asked,
no,
sir. I feel like you're drunk. I've never seen someone drunk on chicken.
That's a self-inflicted
really
wound right there.
That is so great.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're at the midway point.
So
that
funny
means we still got plenty more show to go. So if you want to join us, you can text us, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter. We're checking that as well. And we'll continue to roll from Nick's Place. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. Stop on by and see us. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the Gow Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jingle bell, hey, welcome jingle back. Bell, it's The Usual Suspects from Nick's Place for the listener Christmas party, as we're having a good old time here. Barry's here, I'm here, Nick's here, everyone's here spreading the cheer, and you should be too. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. Lots of fun and games. All of our suspects are here, some of the all the loyals. Great to see all the smiling faces and the fans as we continue to roll through. You all right?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Joe. Rowdy Joe came out,
yep,
and big ups to him, man. He said he made the switch. He was listening to another station, but he's made the switch to ESPN, so we appreciate you, Rowdy Joe, man. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, he was
and
very
listening
supportive.
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
That was fantastic. We've got, again, it would be tough to rattle off all the names, but lots of our loyals are here. And, again, I gave a shout-out to Jerry Bowe. He's here. A lot of our office people are here that do great things as well. Josh and Brandon from the video side,
yep,
from Sports Map and
yep,
all that. So
Nick is here, but he's busy, but he was like, hey, are we going to do picks? I was like, no. We're barely doing a show. It's
yeah,
it's barely like we're just barely. We tried to talk Texans. It went awful.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even get my pick. By the way, when I they were getting two.
Took them in the this week or?
No, I didn't. That wasn't my AJ pick for the company pool.
Yeah.
But when I did my spreadsheet of all the picks, when Houston was at a plus two, I took them then. I think they win the game straight up. I'm not going to lie. I think they go on the road. I think they win this game. They realize how important this game is. I think this is a winnable game, especially now that Carson Wentz is out of the picture.
Close game?
I do. Yeah, I think it's a close game. I mean, I can see this being 21-20. I can see it being 24-23, something like that, one-point game. But that's why I also like 1.5 to 2 points.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Texans on the road all year have been in tight games. So
yeah,
you know, you got to expect either way, whoever pulls this out, it could be whoever scores last, it could be whoever has the ball last. And again, I say this again, turnovers could be a turnover could be the decision maker in this game. It could decide the whole thing.
If you're right, that's a good news, because Texans right now, third best turnover margin in the NFL at a plus 10.
Really?
Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me a little bit.
They are a plus 10, which is third best in the NFL. Eagles, a minus 4, which is 22nd in the NFL. So if this does come down to turnovers, I like the Texans' chances even more because of that.
There you go. So then, I hope they pull it out. And I'd like I said, I'd like to see them run the table. And I wasn't kidding that it was a possibility, because the minute that we saw that Wentz wasn't going to play, I was like, well, a game that you and I looked at as being a really tough game with a really desperate Eagles team just changed a whole lot.
Yep.
But then again, everything changed again when Foles led them to victory against the Rams, which no one saw coming.
Well, you know, prior to the game, or prior to the show, I should say, you and Holly and myself were talking and talking about the Eagles. And she was really down on Foles and talking about how, well, he gets scared in big moments, and this is a big moment for them. And now that he's won, the pressure's on to keep winning. And I said, look, there's no bigger pressure than a Super Bowl. And guess what? He was the MVP of that game.
I was telling her the same thing. And I'm like, bottom line is, to run Philly and execute that, and to be the MVP of the Super Bowl, I mean, it's just, how in the world do you think that it gets any bigger or any more pressure-packed? And he stepped up there. And again, a double-digit underdog on national TV last week against the Rams, and he handled his business.
Yeah, he did. By the way, I got a tweet that I didn't see from Sean Sweeney. He said, some dude is in the bathroom throwing up. I'm guessing it was my man right there that was in the bathroom throwing up.
Were you throwing up in the bathroom?
Tell the truth. Don't lie. I got a tweet that
someone
says somebody's
just
in the
us.
Bathroom throwing up. Okay, it wasn't you? Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
So you were blowing a tire, but you weren't.
You were throwing up? My man. He goes.
I like you owning up to it. That's the way Andy Pettit did the same thing. Congratulations. That's
he
well
switched
done.
To water. He was like, low-key, that was me. I was, yeah, don't kiss me. My breath is bad. I was in the. I threw up a lot.
You didn't add any more ornaments to the Christmas sweater,
bro,
did you?
I saw you wobbling off at one point, so that doesn't surprise me one bit that was you. I love that you owned it, though. That is outstanding.
Fantastic.
That is outstanding. you got your Thrive Plus.
Wrong show. Needs apologies. Wrong show.
My man
wrong
took
show.
His
That's
Thrive
in the
Plus. Yeah. Steven Usick said, I'm thinking about coming out. Is it standing room only? No, there's room.
No, there's room now.
There is room. As people get drunk and have to go home, that we kind of rotate everybody in and out. So there is plenty of room.
Yeah, some people had to go back to work. So we do have some room at some of the tables here. So, you know, people filter out, filter in. So you can come on in, grab a seat. Don't sit next to the guy that threw up, because, I mean, unless they have toothpaste and toothbrushes
right?
in there, I don't know.
They have Scope. They have a big thing of Scope in the bathrooms. Yeah. So this is the perfect place to throw up. You just get some Scope. And you know what? In fact, Clint and I were discussing, why is there Scope in the bathroom? Now we know.
Now we know.
Because when you throw up.
The drinks
Clint,
are stiff and the results are, and evidently the wings are hot.
We've
now,
solved
which,
it.
Which bathroom did you throw up in? This one or that one? So you need to go in the that one and get some Scope.
Wait.
Real quick so that everybody else is cool.
Wait.
Oh, they got it over there too.
So okay, my good. Man threw up in the far bathroom. It's only urinals over there. You threw up in a urinal? Oh, there's a toilet? Okay, I guess I didn't see. I was like, you threw up in a urinal?
He's
that's
like, look,
disgusting.
I owned up to part of it, but don't go that far.
That is horrible. Oh, my gosh. It's rowdy. Y'all got to get out here.
Yeah, definitely going to be a good time. And, again, it doesn't end when we're done at 4 because the Blitz are going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. So, therefore, lots more festivities for everybody to partake in. And, again, fantastic food. The Italian food at Nick's is just off the chain. So the calzones, the pizza, all the different food is just, it's worth it to stop in just for that.
Why do these ladies keep turning around?
I don't know.
Ladies, why do y'all keep looking at my man and giggling? What's going on over here? What's happening? Now they don't hear us.
Yeah, now they don't hear, and they're going for more champagne.
Okay. Oh, that's what it is. We've even got champagne. Like, we're balling out here. Ma'am, all right.
She turned around for that. She heard you there.
Yes, she did.
She's using selective hearing.
I like it.
And Granado's still here, so that's cool. Fred's here early, so everybody's here. So the crew is all, and again, lots of people from the office here having a good time.
Not
so that's
to be outdone, Pink Valkyrie said there was a female in the bathroom throwing up. So it's definitely a party.
There you go. My man is so happy he's got company.
He's like, I guess,
talk about the standing ovations. He's now clapping.
You and the chick are throwing up. Congratulations, sir. That's something to hang your hat on. You and the chick in the bathroom throwing up. That's, we're all very proud of you. I like that he offered waters all around.
Yeah, waters all around.
Waters for everybody. That
did you
is
use the
fantastic.
Scope? Okay, and he used the scope, right. So that's good.
All right, now we got to ask. We're going to do a push-up contest. Do we have anybody that wants to get in on the push-up contest? We will have a prize. There will be a prize.
Clint, you want in on the push-up contest?
You want in on this big boy?
You want in? Because my man in the reigning champ back there thinks he's going to stay undefeated.
So how many
I didn't
was
ask you to pull
time?
Up. We don't need pull-ups. We need push-ups. He's pulling up his pants like he's ready to go. No, we just need push-ups.
We're going
to
figure out how many do we need? Three, four?
Well,
how many
did,
was in it last time?
You did
time?
Three for the dance thing, but depending on
it
the
was
room.
Four last time?
All right, Tyler wants
four. So we need four people for the push-up contest.
Four contestants for the push-up contest.
We've got
contest.
The returning champ. All right, we've got Mr. Vomit.
There you go. Got the Chicago White Sox back
all right,
there.
That's
all right.
Three.
Old school hat.
Nick, they're pointing at you for the push-up contest. Are you in?
Me?
Yeah.
That's it.
Nick said, look at me. Nick has apparently never done a push-up in his life. What about like the push-up pops, the ice cream push-ups? Have you done those? Oh, I love those. Those are my favorite. I'm with you. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get a fourth for this push-up contest.
Okay. So before the break, we'll by the time we come back,
how about my dude?
No, sir, push-up bras don't count. That's not fair. That's not nice. Don't do that. He said it, not me, Crystal Collins. Jeez.
Yeah, not push-up bras.
See, that's why we can't have that because it doesn't count. It makes people uncomfortable.
We're gonna
figure out about wearing one, Trey. But all I know is it makes people feel uncomfortable.
All right. What if I told you that the push-up contest is going to be for a twosome of golf at Wildcat? Anybody else in for a twosome of golf at Wildcat for the push-up contest? Who's in? All right,
The owner of Wildcat is here. Shocker at Granado's table. So he is here to speak, verify the fact that we're giving away golf or two at Wildcat. There you
all
go.
All right, so we're going to do it. We're going to get four. We're going to do that in the next segment. So be ready. If you want in, we've got room for one more. My man that pooped his pants. You want in? He's like, I didn't poop my pants. You want in? You're going to do the push-ups?
Poop dog. Hey, poop dog, you want in?
Poop doggy dog, you in?
Poop doggy dog, you want in on this? Come on, man, we got room for you if you want to do that. Just make sure you don't, like, push too hard because then
you
can be like a volcano. We don't want all that. It can be dangerous around here.
My man, he wants in. He wants in on the push-ups.
All right, so we're going to make sure that we end up with four solid contestants.
Yes, we're going to make that happen.
For the push-ups. That'll be fantastic. So before we head to the break, too, I do want to tell you that if you are in this area, in the Houston area, and you're having issues with your roof, maybe you got a leaky roof, you want to put a new roof on your house, check out the people at Fitz Roofing, FITZRoofing.com. They are the best in the business, and you don't need my word. You can take it right from the facts. The facts are they use only CertainTeed shingles, which are the best shingles out there, and they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that elite status. They got it. You need it. They're here for you in Houston, Texas. Their base warranties, longer and better than your average roofer, and it goes from there. If you need people that you can rely on that are going to do great work and have quality customer service, it has to be Fitz Roofing. If you give them a call at 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001, it is a free, no-obligation inspection. They come to you, tell you what they got to do, and then they go away. If you want them, you call them back. They come back. They do fantastic work. It is that good, and it's all a free, no-obligation inspection by giving them a phone call or checking in online. So check them out at Fitz Roofing, and make sure you realize Fitz Roofing making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gow Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we'll do...
Hey, welcome back to to Nick's Place. Fantastic food and fun on an FEF Friday on the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you don't know what is going on today, what the hell's wrong with you, it is the listener Christmas party. It started at Klein's Fine Jewelers. It's now here at Nick's Place. It's going to continue till 7 o'clock and beyond. The Blitz will be taking it from us and making sure it's still fun and games and so much more. And speaking of games, we have a game on the agenda right now. It's the push-up contest.
All right, so the way we're going to do this, I got it all figured out thanks to Scott, who is our returning champion. Scott McGrath in the house, everybody. McGrath Pest Control. Yeah, he is our returning push-up champion. Now, this is this contest is for...
Jefe.
What happened?
El Jefe, Merry Christmas,
you
brother.
You out of here, El Jefe? Merry Christmas to you, El Jefe.
Appreciate right. you most times.
So this contest is for a twosome for golf at Wildcat. All right, now what we're going to do is each person is going to have 30 seconds to do as many push-ups as they can in 30 seconds. That's how we're going to do it. So we've got Tyler is one of the participants. Not Tyler, our Tyler.
Tyler's under the table right
yeah,
now,
Tyler. What the hell, Tyler? Wow, that was awkward, sir. What the hell are you doing down there, bud? I mean, okay. So we've got Tyler. We've got Jaime is going to be in the contest. We've got Anthony. And then we've got our returning champion, Scott McGrath. So, Scott, we're going to let you go last since you're the returning champ. You'll know what you have to do. Clint, are you in?
Scott, how come you don't talk like this when you're not on the air and doing commercials? Okay. I'm wondering why you're not talking like this about annihilating mosquitoes. Because I'm thinking right now if you're going to make these rules, you can make them a lot different and get away with it.
All right, so we got five contestants, Tyler, Jaime, Anthony, Clint, and Scott. All right, so we're going to start with Tyler. Tyler, you have 30 seconds, all right?
Tyler, don't
screw this up.
Don't throw up.
Yeah, good Lord,
we don't want cleanup on aisle Nick's, so don't throw up again.
Tyler's the guy that threw up and then wanted to buy waters for everybody. All right, Tyler, are you ready?
Yeah.
On my mark, 3, 2, 1, start. One, two.
Everybody,
three.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow, that's more than
11,
I can do already.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Did he clap? 19.
Did he do a clap?
20, yes.
Is he showing off?
22.
Tyler's.
Uh-oh.
I feel like. Oh, he did one legged now.
26.
You bastard.
27.
And stop. What are we at?
28.
28. Stop. He's still going. 28 for Tyler, everybody.
In the
give it
time
up for Tyler.
That is impressive, Tyler. Way to go,
good
sir.
Good job, my man.
Well done,
good
man.
Job.
Well done.
Good thing you threw up first.
28.
All right, Jaime.
I guarantee he had 36 in him before he threw up. So,
do you think
so?
Yep.
I think he had more.
Jaime, you're up next, my man. You got to beat 28 in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Look, oh, he's getting there.
He's getting the hat backwards. He's got his training gear on.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Somebody said go throw up first. No, I didn't say
start. Wait, whoa.
I didn't say start yet, man. 3, 2, 1, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's a better pace.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, no. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, that's a lot faster.
19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
That's not
25, 26, 27.
Tyler, you lost, bud.
29, 37, 38.
And stop.
8.
I mean, busted out 38. Well done, my friend. Don't leave me hanging.
Tyler
there,
says 40.
You counted 40? Tyler, so you're going to be the official counter?
Hey, you lost the contest earlier. Your vote does not count, sir. If you were, if you calculate the way you dance,
all right,
you're out.
So Tyler is saying 40.
39.
All right, so we're going to split the difference and do 30. Returning champion said you shouldn't be allowed because you're not even 18 yet. How old are you?
I am 18.
You're 18? God, we all hate you. Stubs. All right, here we go, Mr. 18-year-old. I swear, you know what? I ain't going to lie. I hope you lose. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. He's got the hands close in. That might.
I don't think that's working for him.
No.
He's already tuckered out.
Oh, this makes me so happy. Oh, yes. Watching the youngins fail. Doesn't that just give your adult heart some joy? Oh, my God. 22. Man, you youngsters, stop. Stop.
So he's dead last.
He's the youngest,
and he's last.
The young man did 27. Valiant effort, but you know, you get your stamina as you get older.
The
poor performance
power
by the youngster.
We saw by the young man here at Nick's place.
All right, Clint.
So, Clint.
You're up, my friend.
Clint, you cannot be feared anymore. You cannot be scared and running in the corner. You wanted to do this.
Do you
have a
out?
Shirt that says, I tried. We'll try harder. Let's go.
All right. Are you ready? No, you're going very slow.
Yeah, this you're like a human rain
delay.
You have
30 seconds
to cannot delay the inevitable. It's time.
Why are you stretching your legs?
Hamstrings,
I don't know if
for
you
this?
Know this. All right, you have 30 seconds to beat 39, which is what Jaime has, leader in the clubhouse. Here we go. Are you ready?
Assume the position, sir. And your mark.
Three, two, one, go. One, two, three, four. I feel like that's cheating. 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Tyler, are you counting? Okay. I can't count that high.
Yep.
He's
fading.
Fast. He's fading. Hang in there. Hang in there. 29, 30. What did he get? Nope. 36, 35. Okay. Well done, Clint. Valiant effort, my man. Valiant effort. All right, so we're going to have to do this for second place now. No, do not know who said that, but they can go to hell. Whoever
fantastic
said,
suggestion.
Give Barry a hug.
You are now back in my good graces,
horrible,
sir. Well done.
Horrible suggestion.
Fantastic.
Scott McGrath, returning champion. Now, do you remember what you did last year? Do you remember how many you banged out?
I want to say maybe
50-something in 30 seconds? Wow. Okay. Well, let's see if you can live up to it. Okay.
So it was either big or 12?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, everybody with the count ready?
Hey, Andrew, just so you know, while we get ready to do this. Yeah, I'm going to catch you down. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Andrew, we're going to move the Parsons till the next hour. So that's cool because we know we got a hard break here. All right. Mr. McGrath, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Oh my God.
8, 9.
That's
10,
not even close.
11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
15, 16, 17.
That's
18,
just
19,
disgusting 20, how good he's at push ups.
23, 24.
I feel so fat right now. That is not even.
29, 30, 31.
Crystal, your count is way off. Crystal, you've. Sweetie.
38, 39, it's over. 40, 41, 42.
And stop.
49.
The winner and still champion.
Still Scott McGrath. Is this your
well
second
done,
or third
sir.
Year in a row?
How many years in a row?
Three years in a row.
The three-peat is complete.
You know what I do better than push-ups? I kill
bugs. You kill bugs. Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control said, do you know what I do better than push-ups? Kill bugs. McGrathPestControl.com. Check it out. Our returning champion. I will make sure you get your twosome for golf at Wildcat, Mr. McGrath. I promise you that. So congratulations. Thank you to everybody that participated. Tyler, Jaime, Anthony, Clint, and, of course, Scott. Well done, my friend.
All right. No doubt about it.
This is the usual suspects. We'll be back for hour number three while we're joined by the sports mappers right after this, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.